Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
I'm Max, or as some may know me, Dame Maxine. I'll be looking at musicals, both old and new, the staple of many a drag queen and a drag king. Another opening, another show. A time for stage folk to say hello. From Kiss Me Kate in 1948 and Cole Porter, he's regarded as America's finest eminent composer lyricist. However, his career was in the doldrums during the 40s until he wrote Kiss Me Kate, his outstanding masterpiece. At Yale University, Cole Porter joined the drama group and composed and sang for the Glee Club. Not only was the pattern for his future set at Yale, but also that of his private life. Several of his university buddies, especially the future actor Monty Woolley, became his friends for life, opening Porter's eyes to his own sexuality. Yes, Cole Porter was a homosexual. The shows Cole Porter is best known for are Gay Divorcee, Anything Goes, Can Can, High Society, and Du Barry Was a Lady. A classic phrase used for every musical, 5 minutes to curtain, then frantic movement backstage, followed by, makeup? I need makeup! How many are out there? I don't know, what's my first line? Get to your places! The curtain is going up. Musicals, old and new. I would like to know what your favourite musical is and why. Have you been to a musical lately? You can contact me via SMS on 0427JOY949 or email on airjoy.org.au. To trigger your memory for some of the musicals, I found my collection. There's West Side Story, Dames at Sea, Phantom of the Opera, My Pal Joey, The Boyfriend, Les Miserables, Jesus Christ Superstar, and quite a few others. Maybe you know some. But one of our modern musicals and a great Australian export, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, Dames from 42nd Street. The appeal of Dames has been used in musicals throughout the ages. Even William Shakespeare felt the necessity to have females on stage. It would be a very one-sided play if there was only males in a play. But of a lot of his pantomime work, he wasn't allowed to have a female performing on stage. So he had to have men dressed as females. And the drag act began. I don't know whether they called themselves drags back then, but pantomime was used very much with the males dressed as females. Dames in 42nd Street was also used in Torch Song Trilogy, the story of the life of a drag queen seen through their false eyelashes, the husky voice, the trials and tribulations, and how the family didn't think that a drag queen could make enough money to live on. They were ashamed of their son. But now there are drag queens around the world, and we can remember the ones who used to perform, have showgirls performing now each night, and I thank them all for the shows they put on for us. For those who do like dressing up, putting on a frock, a bit of makeup, a wig, but then again, some of us like to dress down. And on the weekend, there was a fetish weekend, a fetish show, and I think some of the outfits there could well fit in with the outfits that were seen on Moulin Rouge. They were dames of a different type. Now the memory had came back to me, and it was Carlotta and Les Girls I was trying to think of, and I was privileged to see their show when they toured outback Queensland, up in Rockhampton, and there they performed before a full house of over 900 people. Interesting, a drag queen tries to draw out a few gay people to come and watch them. Carlotta can go touring outback Queensland and pack the houses. We're getting into that stage where we might be able to do that again, but for those who enjoy musicals and enjoy the stage, it's a privilege. I've had an email, an SMS from Richard and Dennis. Thank you for your encouragement. Have a great show and have fun. And it is fun playing the music we love for you. Now don't forget, you can let me know what musicals you've been to. Maybe you've been in some, on SMS 0427JOY949, or give us an email on air@joy.org.au. To jog your memory, some of the other musicals have been around: Oliver, Showboat, Cabaret. Now remember Cabaret? That's where Liza Minnelli got her stardom from. Godspell, A Little Night Music, Bittersweet, The Tap Dance Kid. Now I must confess, a lot of these I had never heard of before. Pal Joey was another one. And yes, there is one that I think we've all heard of, and thankfully it was revamped, called The Wizard of Oz. and then became The Wiz, and I think the other one was Wizard. But we'll talk about that one later. Kiss Me Kate was the one I talked about that Cole Porter wrote. Destry Rides Again was another one. Sweet Charity. Candy. Jesus Christ Superstar. Remind me, I've got to tell you something about that one later on. Kismet, Pickwick, and The Boyfriend. They're some of the ones that I have from the musicals collection that I had acquired over years. There are many others that I've actually been in. On Joy 949, we like to play a variety of music and a variety of things for you. Let's listen to the romantic side of musicals. Sometimes a drag show, these are called torch songs because they grip and tug at the heartstrings. Who better to portray the drag king persona than the lesbian icon herself, Doris Day, When I Fall in Love. What can be more truthful than the theme song from Aspects of Love? Love changes everything. When walking the yellow brick road and in love, you never know who you might meet. Just ask Dorothy. There are some strange folk wandering that yellow brick road. And thinking of musicals old and new, it is good to see classics revamped. As I said before, Wizard of Oz, Wiz, being revamped into something wonderful so that a new generation can enjoy the music of the musicals. But let's go back, way back, to Somewhere Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz. It will never grow old, that song. But love can be very confusing, even here in Australia. And as the cast of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, the musical tells us, we will survive. I asked you to let me know what your favourite musicals were, and I found out there's a couple of people enjoyed Priscilla. They loved the way it transformed the whole of the musical on stage, the flying drag queens. Very interesting. One of my favourite musicals, and one that I have performed, was Evita. To have the musical start with a funeral and a coffin in the centre of the stage and have 20 or so children carrying lit candles singing away Ave Maria, that was something special. But then to have a singing narrator, Shay, was also a novel idea to me. The only other musical that has ever had a narrator, well, as far as I know, was Joseph's Technicolor Dreamcoat. And if there are any others, please let me know. I'd be very interested. SMS me on 0427 Joy 949 or give us an email on air at joy.org.au. I'm also looking forward to seeing and hearing the new version of Evita with Ricky Martin playing the narrator Shay. Should be interesting to see how he camps that one up or whether he plays it straight as most of the narrators have done. When looking for Mr. Right, or maybe you're looking for Miss Right. Another suitcase in another hall from Evita, and I was reminded by somebody else, just a jump to the left. And yes, the musical Rocky Horror. Something to wear fishnets, tights, some fancy outfits, fabulous vests, be a Transylvanian or a Frankenfurter or even maybe a little Rocky. What a fabulous musical. And I think they do show it every year and there's people turning up by the hundreds to see it. Now, my musical claim to fame of 15 years of Pro-Am Community Theatre, and I was in Les Miserables. I was a student there and one of the gang members. Hello Dolly, Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance, The Mikado, Trial by Jury, Chess, and Secret Garden. Now for me, Secret Garden, when we put that one on, we were able to get the props and the set for that show from America. Now that was an honour. It was such a beautiful set. But in Jesus Christ Superstar, I have the honour of being the only drag queen listed as a character. I played Mrs. Herod and looked like a giant Barbie doll in hot pink tulle for the finale, set in Herod's nightclub. I was in heaven, or as some religious ones thought, I should be in hell for such sacrilege. But my most classic line I had was in Me and My Girl, where I played the named character, Heatherset, the butler. The lord of the manor asks me, Heatherset, have you ever been in love? My reply, pan-faced, oh no, sir, I'm married. Yes, it was a lovely line, I've used it a few times. When love doesn't go quite to plan, how do you react to things not going the right way? Take it on the chin from Me and My Girl, how to react when life just doesn't seem to go your way. Well, we've gone through quite a bit of a journey, from being fashionable dames, being saucy dames, walking our way through the trials of love. What else can there be? When we look at the musical stories, it is a journey. And the beauty of going to a musical is you're taken on a journey. There's always a tenor, a baritone, a bass singer, a lovely soprano, soprano and an old matronly alto singer. They all have a part, just like us. We all have a part in the musical life. Well, our time is getting very close to finishing, and it's been great fun bringing you the musicals. If you get a chance, get out and enjoy the experience of musical theatre. Even look out for ones by the local community groups, and some school productions are worth a visit. Maybe you could join up. They always like an extra pair of hands in community theatre. Melbourne is the magnet for musicals. I even have friends who travel from Queensland to see some of the productions here in Melbourne.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.